Isaiah 42:8 says, "I am Yahweh, that is my name." But in most translations, Yahweh is translated as Lord. I am the Lord, that is my name. And whenever you see the word Lord in all capital letters, it is a titular stand-in for the name of God, Yahweh. Of course, Yahweh is Lord, but Lord is not his name. His name is Yahweh, often described as the Tetragrammaton, the four letters, the four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Vav, and He. And then there's debates over what vowels are present in this Tetragrammaton, and so you either get Yahweh or Jehovah. Jehovah is most likely it's a happy accident of history that we're not going to get into, and Yahweh is most likely the correct pronunciation. But whenever you see the word Lord in all capital letters in your Bible, and sometimes it's all capital letters, but the ORD are a little bit smaller, but they're still all capital, it's Yahweh, and it's a layover from Jewish tradition that we still have in our translations. And I kind of find it puzzling that we still do this. The Jews were terrified of taking the Lord's name in vain, so they wouldn't say his name or write the name Yahweh. They would write Adonai, which means Lord, or say Adonai, which means Lord, or Hashem, which means the name. And they would do that instead of saying Yahweh. But I'm persuaded that the commandment not to take the Lord's name in vain means not to call yourself a child of God if you're not going to act like a child of God. It means don't call yourself a Christian if you're not going to act like a Christian. And here's why. Because when God brings you into his covenant, he gives you his name. He places his name on you. In number 6, consider the Aaronic priestly blessing that's given to the people. This is from number 6. "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Now, I translated that. You're probably used to hearing that as Lord, right? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. But it's Yahweh. And then how he follows it up. "So they," the Aaronic priest, "shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." The priests put the name of God on the people with their blessing of them. And I think it's interesting that it's a threefold use of the name Yahweh. And this is how we end our covenant renewal services every Sunday, right? I give a blessing to the people, and I am placing the name of God on you. And when you have the name of Yahweh, it means you are to be holy. Leviticus 11:44 says, "I am the Lord your God. I am Yahweh your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, because I am holy." And this is repeated several times in Leviticus. And then Peter quotes it in his letter saying, "As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." So Peter takes a command in Leviticus and he applies it to Christians. Why? Because now Christians have the name of Yahweh on them. God places his name on you when? In baptism. What name are you baptized into? You are baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Well, what is that name? It's Yahweh. So that name is placed on you. He is giving you his name in baptism. You have his name on you, so don't take that name in vain, or God will not hold you guiltless. From the third commandment in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, "You shall not take the name of Yahweh your God in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Think of it this way. A woman takes the name of her husband in marriage. His name is now hers, and the way she behaves reflects well or badly on him. Is she a faithful woman? If she is, then she has not taken her husband's name in vain. Is she an adulterous woman? If she is, then she has taken her husband's name in vain. When you are born, you take the name of your father. You are born and you are given a name, but you're also given the name of your father. You're a Miller or a Johnson or an O'Connell, and the way you live reflects well or poorly on your parents. Honoring your father and mother is a way of not taking their name in vain. When I was a platoon commander in the Marine Corps, I would brief my Marines before the weekend or holidays, and I would tell them not to drag the name of the Marine Corps through the mud with their behavior. And if they acted with honor, courage, and commitment, they were not taking the name of the United States Marine Corps in vain. So we take names upon ourselves all the time in everyday life, and this is no different. When we take the name of God, when we take the name of our God, we are not to take it in vain, in emptiness, in falsehood. That's that Hebrew word has all these meanings to it. God is jealous of his name. Jesus teaches us to pray that his name be hallowed. To not take Yahweh's name in vain is to live so that people will glorify God's name when they see our conduct and way of life. So if you notice me saying Yahweh when your Bible says Lord, this is why. Yahweh means he is, or he who causes to be. It's a reference to his being. When God speaks to Moses from the burning bush, he says, I am who I am. It's a first person way of saying Yahweh. Yahweh is a third person. So God says I am, and we say he is. God is ultimate being. And there's a lot of mystery in all of this, but that's a brief explanation of what it means to take the Lord's name in vain. So if you've taken his name in emptiness, then now is your chance to change that, to repent and take his name in its fullness. This reminds us of our need to confess.